This is Ted Kennedy. Raising the minimum wage should not be as difficult as raising the Titanic. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, here's a fight a cowboy like you is probably looking forward to. Democrats and Republicans in Congress are heading for a showdown at the minimum wage corral. We're trying to raise the minimum wage for the first time since 1981. After 8 years of Reaganomics, Al, you know who's left behind. The working poor. 5 million men and women who would rather work for a living than live on welfare, even though society refuses to pay them a decent wage. Work should be more attractive than welfare, Al. Why keep the minimum wage so low that it condemns low-income workers and their families to a sub-minimum subsistence? For 50 years, Al, the minimum wage has been a promise by America that if you work for a living, you won't have to live in poverty. Reaganomics broke that promise, Al, and now Congress has a chance to fix it.
Why, you bet any good cowpoke would look forward to this scrap, Ted. But I'll be different than you. I won't be drawing fast and shooting myself in the foot. Raising the minimum wage will actually cost jobs and raise prices. The facts back me up. You're right. The minimum wage hasn't been raised since 1981. And guess what happened? The percentage of Americans living below the poverty level has decreased. Your demanded increase only causes unemployment as employers are unable to meet rising labor costs and then they cut their workforce. A Congressional Budget Office study says anywhere from 250,000 to 500,000 jobs would be lost, gone. When it costs an employer more to hire his or her help, they raise their prices. Old and poor people won't be able to afford that, Ted. The real goal for all of us is to increase employment. And on that score, Reaganomics hit the bullseye. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on important acid rain legislation. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.